Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Perek Cheskes Habatim, Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara is trying to understand the side of the din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Gemara says, Ela Marova Shata Kamaiso, the first year Mochalinish, a person is Meichel and Achilos Peiros, Tarti Mochel, 2 years, he's also Meichel Nachilas Peres. To last, 3 years, Loi Mochel. 3 years, he's not Meichel on the Achilas Peres. Meaning that the reason why he was not Meichel for the first 3 years is because he doesn't bother him that the Machzik is eating the Peres. The Peres are not considered being eaten by Gzela, because he's Meichel to him, Mederech Milos Chasodim, and therefore he's not Makbid. After 3 years, he's Makbid on the Achilas Peres, and he should have been Meichel. And from the fact that he was not Meicha, that's a raya that there must have been a Mechira. Although Rashi is not Mefarish, that Al Korchach Vochaloi, like Rashi Mefarish later, when the Svara brings the Svara of Kepeda, but the Chari Rashi means that also, that the fact that for 3 years he was not Meicha, he did not complain about the Achilas Peres, that's a raya that there was a Mechira on the Sodet. The Gemara asks in that, Abaye says, Al Miyata Ki Hodra Arat Yihad Levar Miperi, if the side of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is because of the Achilas Peres themselves, that he's Meichel for 3 years, and afterwards it's a Raya that it wasn't Mechira, so then if Take, there's no Chazak, instead of just returning the land, he should only return the land and not the Peres, because the Peres, there was a real Mechila. Alomar of Nachman, why did Rav Nachman say Adra Adav Hadri Peri? Why did Rav Nachman say that if there's no Cheskes Gimel Shanim, he has to return not only the Karka, but also the Peres? So the Gemara slugs up Rava's explanation of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Mark continues and says, Elo Marova, second way to understand Cheskes Gimel Shanim, that Shata Kamaisa, the first year, like Kopit Inish, a person's not Makbid, Tarti, like Kopit, he's not Makbid for 2 years, and to last 3 years, he's Kopit. Over here, the Svar of Kepeda is not just in the Achilos Peris, the Svar of Kepeda is in the Shtamshis in the Karka. The fact that he's being Machzik in the Karka, that is the Kepeda. And Rashi, the Rishbam explains over here, Tlas Kopit, Hoyel Vishilesh Bivalta. He did it 3 times, his iniquity. He did his Avera 3 times, Likones Bale Rishus Abailim, to enter the field without the Rishus of the Abailim. Mezesh Shosak in the Morakama, that was Shosik. Vilay Micha Vadai Mochlo. He definitely must have sold him. It's a Raya that there was a Mechira on the Karka, and now it belongs to the Machzik. It's Mavur in the Rashbam that the 3 years are together a Shilesh Bivalta. That means that even though it's not dependent upon Gimel Achilles, it's dependent upon Gimel Shanim, but it's not B'Teres a Zman that of 3 years. It's 3 times a year, which each year is a reason for a Kepeda. And if he's not Makbid 3 times of 3 years, each year he's not Makbid, that's a Hoychocha, that's a proof that there was a Mechira. Taisvis is Ma'ir on this Gemara, Shat Kamais Lekopid, that how do we know that the Rabbanan did not learn from Shar HaMuad? Yerushmol in the previous Blat and Daf Chav Ches had learned the Yisayid of Ches is Gimel Shanim from Shar HaMuad, Gimel Negiches and Gimel Shanim. Why is it so pashut to the Gemara that the Rabbanan do not learn from Shar HaMuad? Maybe the Rabbanan learned from Shar HaMuad, and if you makbid in 3 times, 3 times you were, 3 years you were in the field and it was not Meicha, so it's a Raya that there was a Mechira. So Taisus' answer is that it's not, you can't compare the Shita of the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael that goes after the Achilois, the 3 Achilois, so then 3 times 3 crops, then you can learn from Shar HaMuad that just like Shar HaMuad, 3 Negichos creates a Cheskas Nagchen, like we explained different, according to different Rishayim, Taisus and the Ramban, so too there's a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Chukzik Nagchen, Gimel Pom, so Gimel Achilois is a Hechocha on a Mechir that he was not Makbid. Masha Ein Kain, the Rabbanon, that it's totally in a shiu zman, an amount of time of 3 years, how much time he has to be in the field, and the Marakam is not Makbid, we cannot learn from Shar HaMuad. On the surface, the Shachavataria of Taisis is difficult to understand. What's the difference between 3 years and 3 Achilles? The way we explained it before, we can understand the Taisis. That Taisis in his question understood that the Raya of Shata Kamaisa Lekopit Inish, Charity Lekopit, Tlas Kopit means, like the way the Rashbam explained, that he was Shilesh Be'ivaltoi. 3 times he did something which would be a reason for the Marakama to be Makbid. It's not Stam a Shiu Zman, a time period of 3 years, and there was no macho, it must be that he's not makbid, it must be there was a mechira. It's 3 times a year, which means that a year is a zman for a kpeda. It's a shir of a zman, which is roif a kpeda, and if one time it happens, and a second time it happens, and a third time it happens, so then that's a haichacha, that's a proof that there was a mechira. To wait a complete year and not be mecha when somebody else is in the field, that's in itself a unit that of a course of macha and a proof that you're the Bailam. 3 times he can't be mevater, and therefore the Tosfos Nahamina held, but we can also, according to Rabbanan, learn this from Shar HaMoed, that even though we're not learning 3 achilas like a Rishmael, we're learning 3 years, but each year is a davar shalem mifnei atzmai, each year is comparable to an achila. On that, Tosfos answers that the din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, according to the Rabbanan, is very different than according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's dependent upon 3 achilas, meaning 3 crops, 3 periods of heshtamshus in the field, that the owner should have been meichin, and 3 times makes a hukzik shaskin, like we see by Mu'ud, that you become a hukzik nakhin after 3 negichas. On the other hand, the sheet of the Rabbanan is that the Gimel Shanim is just a shear of an amount of time where the Bailam should have been meichin. And if there was no complete 3 years, then there's no rye that he is, that he, from the fact that he was not meicha, that he sold it. So therefore, before the end of the 3 years, there's actually no hechacha from the shtik at all, from there not being makbid. There's no siba, there's no cause for a kpeda. So then it has nothing to do with 3 times. It's 1 unit of 3 years, and therefore it's not comparable to Shar HaMoed. The ikar, the afus of Shar HaMoed, is where it depends upon 3 negichos, or 3 achilos, then we can say that they're comparable, to the, and that would be the aside of Ches Gimel Shanim. But according to the Rabbanon, even the way the Rav is explaining it now, that it's totally in kpeda, but it's a unit of 3 years, in itself is this man that a person is makbid, and if he doesn't make a machol within those 3 years, it's a raya that there was a mechira. So it's not 3 times a year, it's just a period of 3 years, and that would be explained to his teretz, that according to Rabban, the Toli B'shiyah's man, kam yishav yachbid, how much he has to wait, and he should be makbid, l'shayach l'migmah m'shar amur, you can't learn now from Shar HaMoed. On that, the Gemara asks right afterwards, Amali Abaye al Miata, if this is true, that the Yisayit of Cheses Gimel Shanim is because of 3 years, and the Marakama not being makbid, so then can go in Hani the Bay Bal Yashiv, the Kopti Afilo Aman, the Cholf, a Mitzvah, the Tu, the family of Bal Yashiv, which are makbid, even if you just passed by their border, Hochinami del Alta Avi Chazoka, you're going to tell me that it's Chazoka immediately, Vichitem Hochinami, if you'll say so, in Kain Asatu the Varech Lishurim, then the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is not a universal rule, it will be depending upon each family. And therefore the Gemara slugs up this second Mahalich of Rava. The Rajba asks Akasha on this Akasha of the Gemara, that Adarab, we know that Kol Mides Chachamim Kachi, all the measures of Chachamim are Basa the Rav. If Rav and the Adam Makpidim after Gimel Shanim, that would be a reason why the Chazal Masakin Chazaka be Gimel Shanim. And I, Bei Bar Yashiv, Batla Daitim. Lashon of the Rajbis, Tamili, Adarab, Mehai Time Avalaymer, Dafilu Bar Yashiv, Le Nasik, Alaya with Batzir, Nisholah Shanim. For this reason, that 3 years, the reason is the amount of time, the Amakbid, that should be a way to tell us that even maybe Al Yashif Hakeretu did not have a din of Chazaka with less than 3 years. You needed 3 complete years. The Rajma answers that we have to say that somehow we understood that it's depending upon Beib Al Yashif. It's depending on each one individually. L'chayra, L'fid Aloshin, that din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is not just a hechacha, but the hechacha gives you a din like a mukzik. So maybe you go bust the rave that according to rave people are makvin in this amount of time. So that gives the makzik in the field the lekeach a din of a mukzik. And then maybe the Rashi was asking that bazoi, so that we should say that batla daita, we shouldn't bother us that Beba Yashiv is different. We go, should go after the rave. The Ritva answers the Rajma's kasha and says that Be'emes this taken no zman miyuchid by Bnei Adam. Each one's makbid in different times. So there is no roiv. So it's not shaykh to say that you go after a roiv who is makbid in 3 years. There is no roiv. Some people are makbid at this time, some in makbid a little bit more, a little bit less. And therefore, the Gemara is a gevaldika kasha. The Gemara's kasha is in just that how could you go ahead and say that it's totally inkpeda? Then every family and every person would be different. The Gemara just chose the Beib Al Yashiv is there as a mushal. We knew Beib Al Yashiv were makbid in less amount of time. But it's lav dafka that everybody had the same time except for Bar Bal Yashiv.
The Miri says, and this is his Lashon Yirsha Kavanosei, there are many people that are also makbid that it should be not to be in use your field even for a short amount of time, less than 3 years. The only reason why it chose to say B'nai Bal Yashiv is because we knew they were makbid in a short amount of time, but it's just a mushal. And therefore, the Gemara's kash is very geshmak that you can't make Cheskes Gimel Shana dependent upon Kepeda, because then it would be relative. Everybody would have a different zman. Elam Arava. The Gemara continues, and finally Rava says, I'll explain to you what the Yisrael of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is. Shata kamaisim is dar inish bishtari. 1 year, a person's careful not to lose his shtar. Tartiu, to last 2 or 3 years, a person's careful not to lose his shtar. But more than that, he's not careful. And therefore, if 3 years pass, that's a raya that you are a muzik and the field is yours. Over here, the Rishonim, a bother, and the Ketzai speaks it out, beferish this kasha in Simon Kuf Mem, Sivkot and Beis, that how could it be that this should be sufficient to explain the Yisrael of Cheskes Gimel Shanim? The last 3 years, a person's Mizdar Bishtara, not more, so then if 3 years pass, then there's no taina on him of Ach Bishtarcha, where's your star? But what's the raya that the field is his? How could the one who's living in the field, the one who's using the field, the one who's being mishnamish, reichel peris, how could he might see the soda from the marakama? There's a marakama here, we know. We know there was a bailim here. You have to have chazaka. Where is your cheskas gimel shanim? Where's your raya from the fact that you're there, that you're the bailim? Einachanami, there's no tain of achbishtarcha. But one must have a raya, a proof, to say that the field is yours and to be might see from the marakama. To explain the Yisrael of Cheskes Gimel Shanim according to Rava and to answer this question, we find three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. We'll begin by presenting the words of the Ramban on Daf Mem Beis Amar Aleph, Dir Maschel Hadasanya Ochlo. The Ramban is going in the Sugya of Ochlo Bifnei HaBen Shana Bifnei Av Shana. He's going in the Sugya of Ochlo Av Shana VaBen Shnosayim, where the father ate the pears of the field for 1 year, then he passed away, and the son then went ahead and ate the pears of that field for 2 years, and they claimed that he bought it. So he brings that Yesh Meforshim Nedavka B'Bnei Gadol. The only time he could have a chazak, if it's only a gadol, the son is a gadol, but if he's a katan, La Bar Mechui Behu, people not Meuchin a katan, so Hilkach La Bar Chazak, he can't have a chazak, because since if the B'Yamachon, the katan, he's not going to be careful with his shtar, so people will not be Meuchin, so it's not a raya from the fact that the katan is in the field for 2 more years that he has Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Ramban over there in Daf Mem Beis argues, and he says, Ein ani muchzi b'tam zeh, because the time of the chazaka, la mishum is dahuri didei belchud. The reason for chazaka is not just because 3 years a person's careful not to lose his shtar, and after 3 years he's not careful. Ela kivin da shosak raglayim ledover. The fact that the marakama did not make a macha, pashtus it means right away, raglayim ledover, there's a proof that it belongs to the machzik, to the one that's in the field. So then why would you need 3 years? Elishimitech, Sholish, within the 3 years, Amrinle Lamachzik, we tell the Machzik, Ach Mishtarcha, show your star. Well, Acha Sholish, after 3 years, Kimin Le Mizdar Beit Feit, since the person's not careful more than 3 years, Israel Hai Taina, this Taina has a Reyeset to it, there is no Tainim, Amrinle Loy Lachinim Shosak, we say it wasn't quiet for nothing, it must be that Taka sold the field. So the delay of the 3 years is only for the Taina of Ach Mishtarcha, and therefore, Kotin Nami, Labar is the Huri Tveu. Cotton is not careful with the shtar more than that. But there is already a hechach from before. The ketzais and medayik from the Lashon of the Ramban, that the side of cheskas gimel shanim is because if he's shasak, if he's quiet, the marakam does not make a macho immediately. There's a raglayim ledover, the mestama machuloi. There's a raglayim ledover that he sold him the field. It must be that it belongs to the machzik. It was a proper mechira. So why do you need gimel shanim? And this we understand the words of the Ramban, because Gimel Shanim, up until the 3 years, is a taina of Ach Vishtarcha. And after 3 years, where a person's not careful with the shtar anymore, there's no more taina of Ach Vishtarcha. The Achrayinim have many different questions to ask on this Mahalach of the Ramban. Firstly, the Shar Mishpat and Sivkot and Gimel asks a very strong taina on the Ramban, that if there's a raya immediately from the fact that the Bailam was not Meuche, so why does the Machzik have to bring Edim that he was there in the field and he was Eichel the Peiris for Gimel Shanim? It should be enough to have edus of a shana achas, or whatever time it takes to prove that if the that there is a hechacha, you are the bailam from the fact midlay micha ma'ar, from the fact that the marakam was not meicha, because we have a raya immediately. And the adarabba, the only way to explain why you need a full 3 years is because of the taina of achrish darcha. But once you're a muhzik, so who's the maitzi? The ma'ar, the marakama. So the ma'ar should have to prove the taina of achrish darcha, because he's the one who's coming and being mechadish a reyesa of achrish darcha to mivatal the raya that the machzik has by the fact that he's being oichel the peiros. So why is there a halacha that the machzik has to bring a ra'edus on gimel achilas gimel shanim to prove his chazaka? It should be fakert, as long as he brings edus on 1 year or whatever the period is to prove midlay micha ma'ar that if he's a bailim, the rest of the time should the burden of proof should be on the marakama in order to make a reyesa of achvish darcha. Also, the Achrayim ask another question, that the Gemara in this is proven, the Gemara in Shchuni Gavoy later in Sugi Naflam, and Aleph, it proves that the Mavzik is the one who has to bring this Raya, and we ask that how come the Mavzik has to bring the Raya, the Marakam should bring the Raya. Another question that is asked, Rav Shmuel asks Kasha in Ois Beis, another Achrayim, that why does the Ma'ar have to bring a Raya that he was Meicha? Even if there's a suffix, if there's meicha, the mazik has to bring a raya that he was there in the field for at least that period of time, at least a year, that to prove that he is the owner for the midloy micha ma'ar. So the mazik has to bring a raya, not for the complete 3 years, but he should have to bring a raya at least from the beginning, shloy micha ma'ar, miyat, that he has a good chazaka, because the whole chazaka of the mazik is gebayt, is built on the fact that he was not meicha. That should be that burden of proof should be on the machzik. Also, Reb Ruvain and other Achrayim ask on the sheet of the Ramban, because Mavur and the Rishayim and in the Rosh and Buki Yosef and others, that it helps a macho bifnei edim, even though the edim say that they never said the macho over to anybody else and the macho never reached the ozni hamachzik. Still, if the marakame can prove that he made a macho, then that's considered a prop macho and there is no chazaka. But according to the Ramban, it's very difficult to understand, because the Chayri has a chazaka immediately from the fact that the Marakam was not Meicha Miyad, and the whole Tachas of the Macho afterwards is only Kadesh Yizor Bishtore. And since he didn't hear about the Macho from the Marakama, so there's no taina on him of Ach Vishtorcha. So there's no taina in Ach Vishtorcha, then the Chayri should have a chazaka of Gimel Shanim. Additionally, the Ktsois in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, Ois Beis, ask the Shita Ramban from the case of Eved Koton, where the din is that he has a chazaka right away. According to the Ramban, that the Tain of Ach Vishtorcha says that din chazaka, so the Chayr be Eved Koton also, since Avodim are B'nei Shtarininu, since you always write a star when you acquire a slave, so even an Eved Koton should require Cheskas Gimel Shonim. It does not have a din chazaka miyad, because Teich Gimel Shonim, you have a Taina of Ach Vishtorcha. The Achrayim, the Chiddush Reb Ruvain, Simir Aleph, and the Kilos Yaakov also want to be miyashev this sheet of the Ramban, and they want to understand the Ramban differently. The Kilos Yaakov said Simir Yudches that it's not that the Ramban held that the Raya that you're the Marakam, that you're the Bailim is midlay micha Marakam miyad. The Raya is not from the fact that the Marakam was not Meichi immediately, that proves to us that the Machzik, the one who's in the field, he is now the Bailam. And the holy site of the Cheskes Gimel Shanim is only in order to take away the Taina of Ach Vishtorcha. That's not the Pshat, that's not the Kavan of the Ramban, not the way the Ktsois understood him. The Kavan of the Ramban is just to say that B'Yisoid, Mitchilas Hadin, there should be a Raya Miyad, immediately Midlay Micha. There should be a Raya Midlay Micha. But since there is a taina of Ach Vishtorcha, and if he doesn't have a shtar, he will not have a chazaka. So therefore, he's saimich not to be meich miyad, because he knows there's a taina of Ach Vishtorcha. There's a reis of Ach Vishtorcha. So then there's no raya from the fact that the ma'ar was shaysik. Because we could say that the reason why the marakama was shaysik and did not make a macho miyad is because he was saimich in the taina of Ach Vishtorcha. So then, lefi zeh, the whole raya of Cheses Gimel Shanim is only midlay micha lacha Gimel Shanim, only after 3 years. So that means that even according to Ramban, the hechacha from the fact that the Marakama did not make a macha, The Echocha Bishti Kosai is only L'Achi Gimel Shanim. 1 year is not a Echocha. L'fi Zeh is Miyushir Dekasha the Shar Mishpat. Because the reason why the Machzik has to bring Eidus on Cheskes Gimel Shanim is because before 3 years are up, there's Taka no Raya Loy Shasak. There would have been a Raya if not for the Tain of Achvishtorcha. But once there's a Tain of Achvishtorcha, since the Nemara Kam himself was not Meichib, because he knows that anyway the Machzik has no Chazokah, if a Tain of Achvishtorcha. So therefore, the Chazokah is only established La'achar Gimel Shanim. So the Machzik, the one who's in the field, has to bring Eidus on Gimel Shanim in order to prove his chazakah. Also, it's Miyush the other kasha that Macho helps Bifnei Edim, even if it's not a Gil Ozni Machzik, because at the end of the day, the Machzik has no raya from Midlay Micha Hama'ar until after 3 years. And over here, since 3 years didn't pass without a Macho, so he doesn't have a chazakah. So it's Miyushiv the kasha also from the Rishayim, the Rosh Mukiyasiv, that a person should be able to make a Marakama, should be able to make a Macho in private, and as long as he has aim and he made that Macho. It's also Miyushiv the kasha the Ktsoysiv from Evet Katan. Because we can say that in Evet Katan, where you're Mukzik Be'etzim, it's like Metalton, and there's a Raya from the chazakah immediately from the fact that the Evet Katan is by you, it doesn't walk there by itself. So over there, where the chazakah is not built on the Raya Midlay Micha, and also it happens to be there's no Tain of Achvishtarcha to be serious, it didn't Chazakah, so then you could have a Chazakah Miyad. But in normal situation, where the whole Chazakah of Gimel Shanim and the Karka is Geboit on the Raya Midlay Micha Ma'ar, and like we explained, Reuven and the Kilis Yankiv explained that that's only La'achah Gimel Shanim, so then in Echanami Taki there wouldn't be a Chazakah until after Gimel Shanim Shleimus. Other Achrayim ask on this Mahalich of the Kilis Yankim and Herb Ruvain that it seems to contradict the words in the Ramban in the Sugya of Chatzi Dover and Dafnun Vavim Beis. Over there, the Ran and the Ramban say that if you Ochle Shonim Rishonim Bifnei Shnayim, if you have 1 year of Achilas pears in front of two Edim and a Shniyah Bifnei Shnayim, that the Halachi is that it would be considered a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And it's not called a Chatzi Dover. We know in order to have a proper Edus, you have to say an Edus on a full thing, not on a part of a thing. For example, if Edim want to prove that Isha is a Gedoyla, they have to say they know they saw two Saris. Seeing one Sar is only called a Chatzi Dover. It's not a full Edus. But over here, by Cheskes Gimel Shanim, each Shana, Edus of a Shana, is called a Dover, not a Chatzi Dover. And the Ran says, because by Edus Chazakah, since they're Me'idim Shu Mukzik Ba, Ka'odam Ha Mukzik Vishaloi, they're saying Edus that he's a Mukzik, like a person's a Mukzik in his items that he's holding, Edus Gomeru. It's Edus Gomer. Because it says the Ran, the Ramban, the Medina Ba'ochi Sagya, really it's enough to have that one Edus of 1 year. The only reason why I need 3 years, because of the his taina has a reyes in it, because he doesn't have a shtar. Reya tanosi idich that there's a chsar in his taina of the machzik when he has no shtar. Taina reyes of the reyes of achvishtarcha. So therefore, each year is a unit to itself and it's called a davar. And bichyai gavne mitstarf yadadi, the different edim of the different years of mitstarf, and it's called a davar gomerhu. So chayretz mavur. Like the way the Ktsais understood the Ramban, and not the way the Izachreidim understood the Ramban. The Lafia Emes is Taka Araya Midlay Micha Miyad. Just immediately there's a Araya from the fact that the Marakam was not Meich, and the Machzik has a Chazakah. The reason why you need 3 years is because it's a Reyes of Achvish Dorcha. Because according to the way Reuven and Kilas Yankim understand, really, the only Raya to the Machzik is L'Ach Gimel Shanim. So, because once there's a time of Achvish Dorcha, the fact that he was not Meich is not a Raya. He waited to be Meich until 3 years are up. So then it's always only a Chatzi Dover L'Chayr. It's not a Dover. It's not a complete Eidus, an Eidus of Shana Achas. Some Achreinim want to suggest that maybe the explanation of the Ramban is like the way the Ktsais understood him, but a little different. Not that after 1 year there's a Hechacha, that the one who's the machzik is the bailim of this sada and it was sold to him. But that the lashon of the Ramban that we quoted on Daf Mem Beis that says that after a short amount of time, the midlay micha ma'ar, kivin ha'ishosak, it is a raglayim ledavar, the kavan of the Ramban is not that there is a hechacha, that the machzik is the bailim, the land was sold to him, but just that there's a raglayim ledavar, there is a raya to his bailus, and that reglaim ledover is not a rayin or hechocha that would be enough to be a mitzi mamon. It's a svaro, it's a stum in the milsa, and it accomplishes that now the one who's in the field has a din of a muhzik. So the reglaim ledover that mistami sold it to him means that he's considered like he's a tufus in the karka. So we could understand the Rabban that he was saying that Nachila Achas, 1 year in the Karka, is not poil a complete raya that you're the Bailam, but it's poil that you're considered a muzik, as a tofus in the Karka, like a din muzak is in Metaltalin. And really, that's Lashon of the Sheil, Shuvas Rabban in Simon Ayin Hey, that says, V'hainu time in the Chazoka, Shonu Maminim HaKarka Bechezkosai. It's in the Chazoka now of the muzik. The Loshna of the Marit and the Chuvis and Simon Chavches, Dir Maschel Venir Deim, says, the Karka Beches is Gimel Shonim Hareu Kimetatlin Bechazoka La Alter. Shekain Rabban Mashva is Mekam Bekoim is Bab Basra. The Rabban is Mashva, the Din of Chazoka Imetatlin, and the Din of Chazoka or Gimel Shonim of Karka, which is Mashma, that the side of the Din Cheskes Gimel Shonim is to become a Muchzik in the Karka. How does it help? The fact that the Marakamu is not Moicha to say that the one who's being Oichel Peiros is now the Muchzik and it's just not Stamarai that he is the Bailim, because the Chayr, the Yisoid of Midlay Micha, is not just Machriya the Din, that he is the Bailim. The Yisoid is that if he was not Moicha, so then we see a Yitzia Mirshus Moicher to the Rishus of the Lekeach, to the Rishus of the Muchzik, meaning that the Shtika of the Bailim is like a Haskama into the Hachzokas HaMachzik, that he is now a Muchzik, he is now in that land. It's by him. So the Yeshiva Mitzad Astam being in the land, that doesn't prove anything. But if a year passes and there was no Macho, it's Oivim Mishus Meichel Mishus Lekech, because now it's by the Lekech. Now he has a sense of Muchzokas in the land. If he has a din of a Muchzik in the land, so then we can say that the rest of the 2 years is only Mitzad Atayin of Ach Vishtarcha. The fees, it's also Mushu the Kasha the Shara Mishpat, why the Masik has to bring a Raya in the whole Gimel Shonim. Because after the Tain of Ach Vishtorach HaTak Enach Enami, the Chazok is not going to help unless he has Chesed Gimel Shonim. Because as we're explaining, the year Midlay Micha is not a Hechocha that he's a Bailan. It only gives him a Din Muchzik, but still he won't be able to be Zeich in the Karka because there's a Tain on him of Ach Vishtorach. For that you need the full 3 years. But they would still shnim with the Loshon of the Ramban and the Ran on Daf Mem Beis, on Daf Nun Vov, sorry, where they speak about the Sugi and Sugi of Chatzi Dover, because now, the way we're explaining it, a year is a unit to itself. Not the way the Achreinim understand that there is no Eichocha, there's no change after a year. Once there's a time of Ach Vishtoch, you have to wait all the way till 3 years pass. No, there is a Eichocha Midlay Micha Miyad, but the Eichocha is not a Eichocha on being the Bailim, the Eichocha is on the fact that you have a din of a muhzik. Not that you are the bailim, but you have a din of a muhzik. And the 3 years, in order to take away the time of Ach Vishtarcha, so that you could be zeich etaka and become the bailim. The Lashon of the Ramban on the Nevavim and Beis is very clear this way. He says, the kol echad v'echad, every year me'idah shu muhzik bo, k'odam ha'machzik b'shaloi. The year that the Edom say he was eichel peiros gives him a halacha of a muhzik in this karka. It's not a raya that he's the bailim, but the fact that he's being noy like a bailim and the marakam was not meicha gives him a din of muhzik. But of course, you still need 3 years because otherwise, the taina of Ach Vishtarcha, which is a reyesa in his chazaka, and he will not be able to be zeich, he won't be the bailim. But it's very well understood that it's not a chatzi dover. You're being made on a dover sholem. You're being made on a chila shona achas, which is a edus on a dover sholem, on a din that you have considered now the muhzik. The fizeh, the side of din Ramban, is the way the Ktzais understood the Ramban. That the chocha is miyad, but the chocha is not that you're a baila miyad, you're a muhzik miyad, but you still need a cheses gimel shani, you need to take away the taina of ach vishtorcha. There are a number of rayas to this understanding in the Ramban that the yisoid of the din of cheskes shonim gimel shonim is not a rayo or non sadi. It's midin muchzokes. The Rambam in Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Beis says vayishava ruven heses v'yifter. He says he should swear shuas heses and become potter. Now we know that shuas heses is only when you nishboim v'niftarim, not nishva v'noytel. The Sma says v'ferish. that the Shvuah is only to be able to keep something, not to be able to be Maitzi. So that means that if the Rambam is telling us that the one who's in the field now, the Machzik, swears, that means he is swearing to keep something, not swearing to take something away from the Marakama. That means the Cheskes Gimel Shanim is not to be Maitzi from the Marakama, but the said of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is because now he's the Muchzik and he is keeping it by him. Ma'amidin, I say, he's being Zeiche Midin Muchzik. He's not being Zeiche as mitzad a raya of Cheskes Gimel Shanim to be Maitzi from a Marakama. He's being Zeiche because he has Cheskes Gimel Shanim, then he is the Muchzik and he's keeping his Muchzakis. Also, the Lashon of the Gemara in the Sugi and Shchuni Gavoyin, Daf Lamed, it says that the Hechzik Moshanim is Zeichem Itam Moitz Michvel Varaya, and the Rishbam says Sharei Alikeach Muchzik, which is also Mashma that the Yisrael of the Chesed Moshanim is to give the Machzik a din Muchzik and then Meila to keep the field. The Rashman, the Sugi of Shtar Zayv, Daf Lamed Beis Mabeis, the Masch Omalei also says that it helps a Migu in Karka and it's not considered a Migu Hoitzi is because the Hechzik Tlashnin, he was Machzik 3 years, does Yotza HaKarka Mecheskes HaMoicher V'kayim HaBecheskes HaLekeach. The Karka leaves the Chazok of the Moicher and enters the Chazok of the Lekeach, Kedamina Breish Pirkin Laman Liyov V'Shorim Mu'ud. So it's Mavur also, the Inyav Gimel Shonim is that Yezayich HaMidin Muchzik. Also, the Melchamis in the Ramban Daf Lamed Tesa Ben Alav says that a Yerid Birshus, somebody goes to somebody else's field, Birshus, even though it's known that the Mashkanta was already completed, and he's still there, Gimel Shanim, it's not a Chazaka. And says the Ramban over there in the Melchamet, it's not a Chazaka, because Leite Cheskes Karkois Gedoyla Min HaMetaltlin SheBirshusai. The Cheskes Karkois cannot be more than the Cheskes Metaltlin when it's in your Rishus. And therefore, in the case where the Mashkin was already over, you don't have a riot from the fact that it's by you. But Al Kapanim, we see from the Lashon of the Melchamis that the Cheskes Gimel Shanim is Midin Buchzok, it's like Cheskes Metaltlin. If the Schia would be Midlay Micha, just a Hechacha, the other Bailim, so why wouldn't there be a Chazaka? There's a riot. It must be that the reason why the Machzik is Zeich is not because he has just a Nansadi or he has a Hechacha, a riot that he's the Bailim, Midlay Micha Ma'ar. The aside is Midlay Micha Ma'ar, he has a din of a Muchzik. Also, another riot is in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph. The Gemara asked by Avodim that Rish Lakish says, how could Avodim have Chazaka? I goidris ain't them Chazaka. It's very schwer. What's the Shaykhis of goidris? Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Goidris is only Chisarin in Tfisa. By Cheskes Metaltlin. We say the reason why you're holding the goidris is by you, because they walk to you. But not that you are holding them because you're a Bailim. You need the Etzot Tfisa should prove that you are Kainet, so then it's not a Rai of goidris because they may have came to you by themselves. But by Cheskes Gimel Shanim, if the Yisayid will be that there's a Chochet, there's a Rai, and like Micha Ma'ar, that you're the Bailim, why should there be a Chisarn of goidris? Elamai, it's Muchach, the way we're saying that the Yisayid of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is to give you a Din Muchzokais. And you need, the being there has to be a Chochet, your Tfisa has to be a Chochet, that it's yours. So that means, again, that the Yisayid is that you have a Din of Muchzik. Also, it's the feed we're explaining. It's very geschmack the beginning of the perek when it speaks about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Gemara never asked the question, "What's the din of Cheskes Karkois?" There's a Marakami and Kakeb Ches Balei Amedes and Lechayra Hakimi Meitzi of Marakama. So Lechayra, it's mashma from the Gemara that the Gemara understood that there is a din that now you become a Muchzik. And that can be made to Murakama, you're now the Muchzik. The question in the Gemara just is that how much time do you need to have a din of a Muchzik? If you have a Muchzik by being in the Karka now, so then you don't have to have 3 years. Elamai, there's no right from the fact that you're in the Karka now, so then Mechatesi, 3 years enough. Where does Cheskes Gimel Shanim come in? Elamai, you see from that Shaklevataria, that it must be that the Yisrael of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is that you have a din Muchzik and Yisrael Midin. Midin Muchzik. In summary, we presented the Shita of the Ramban that the Yisrael of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is that there's a Raya to the Machzik Midlay Micha Ma'ar. From the fact that Ma'ar was not Meichi Miyad, it's a Raya that he sold it to the Machzik. And the Siba for Gimel Shanim is because otherwise it's a Taina of Achvish Darcha. And we presented two ways to understand the Shita of the Ramban. The Ktsois explains the Shita of the Ramban that there's a Chazaka Miyad from Midlay Micha Ma'ar, there's a Raya, and the Gimel Shanim was only take away the Reyes of Achvish Darcha. The Reuven and the Kilos Yankim understood the Ramban that he's not saying that the Raya Miyad, that's only what would have been, but after the fact is a Tainav Akbi Shtarachos, and now the whole Raya that the Machzik is the Bailim is only Takel Achar Gimel Shonim. And then we set a Savara to explain the way the Ksais understands the Ramban a little differently. Not that it is Aichocha Midlay Micha Miyad that he is the Bailim, but instead of saying that it's Aichocha that the Machzik is a bailim on the karka, we said that what the Ramban meant when he said that is reglaim l'dovim midlay micha ma'ar, that gives the machzik a din muchzik in the karka. Once he has a din muchzik in the karka, so the marakam is the maitzi, but he still has, there's a taina of ach v'shtarcha, and you need gimel shanim in order to take away the taina of ach v'shtarcha. The Ktzois has a completely different understanding of the yisoid of cheses gimel shanim. The Ktzais in Simen Kuf Mem says that the side of Gimel Shanim is not Midlay Micha Ma'ar, that's a Hechacha, that it belongs to the Machzik, to the one who's in the land right now. That's not the side of Cheses Gimel Shanim. The side of Cheses Gimel Shanim is a Takonas Chazal. The Chazal will Mesakein Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Why? Why would he Mesakein Cheses Gimel Shanim? Because it's a Takona Avur for the Lekuchais and Tikkun HaOlam. Since Stam and Adam lose their shtar, Islacha Gimel Shanim, so they will Mesakin Eitzah for the Lekuchos that they should have a Chazok, Islacha Gimel Shanim. They should have a way out to protect themselves. People lose shtaris. That's a normal, common occurrence. Since people lose shtaris, so we have to protect the Lekeach. The way to protect the Lekeach is by saying the Lacha Gimel Shanim, he'll be considered a Muchzik, and he'll have a Din Chazokah, and the land will be his. There's no more time on him, Lacha Vishtarcha. Aye, the Marakam is going to lose out. On that we said the Marakam is not going to lose anything at all because he has an opportunity to make a macho terech gimel shanim and to prevent dolei keach from becoming a muhzik. And the Ktzais says that this is how really the Muki Yosef and the Rosh also learn cheses gimel shanim. It's mitakonas chazal. And therefore, of course, macho that was not magil, ozni amachzik, will of course help because the chazal mesakin that in the case of macho there's no cheses gimel shanim. The lashon of the Rosh is shetiknu chachamim she'ein tzorech laharois shtori. Chazal mistaken that he doesn't have to show his star. The Muki Yosef also says v'shdas ha'olam kein loytakinu chachamim elo gimel shanim. They mistaken gimel shanim. So the whole din of cheses gimel shanim is taka a din mitzad takonas chazal. According to the way the Ktzais understands the side of Cheskim Oshanim and the way he was Vedaik from the Rosh and the Muki Yosef, we still have to explain a little better. So what? That the Chazal Mesakin, that he doesn't have to watch his star. But what? With what is the Machzik Zeicha? How is he Machzik in the Karka? What's his Raya that he is the Bailam? So you have to also say, according to the Rosh and the Muki Yosef, L'chaira, that you have a Din Mochzokis in the Karka after 1 year, Midlay Micha Ma'ar. It's just that they hold that the time of Achvi Shtarach is that you don't have a din muhzik unless the tach of 3 years pass. That without a shtar, even Achvi Gimel Shanim, you wouldn't give a din muhzik. It doesn't help the fact Tlash Nilim is Darvi Shtari. Because without a shtar, you don't have a din muhzik in the karkash. The rays of Achvi Shtarach is so strong, according to these Rishayim, that there's no way in the world we can consider the one who's Eichel the Peir is the machzik into a muhzik. So klape this time of Achvi Shtarach, the Chazal Mesakin and no. L'achah gimel shanim, you don't have to be mar your shtar, you don't have to show your shtar. And mele, it's hod adina, that avadi have a raya now, that midlay micha ma'ar, that you are the bailam. A third way to understand cheses gimel shanim is a Rashba on daf chav tes. He says that stam b'nei adam lose their shtaris after 3 years. So if the marakama was not meichetech gimel shanim, only after 3 years, so the Marakama looks like he's being marim. He looks like he's making a trick. He's not nemot. There's adrab, there's a reyes and his taina from the fact that he was not meicha before 3 years. So that the machzik should know to protect his shtar and not lose it, that disclaims, makes him not trustworthy, and therefore we can't take the Marakama into account. Even though he has a cheses marakama, but he has to have a taina because he's being teveir. And since he has a very shvacha taina, because why wasn't he marim till now? Why wasn't he meicha till now? He's a merzik marim. He's being quiet until the person loses rayas, and therefore there's no din of cheskas. There's no din of that we go bust in marakama, and that's the aside of cheskas gimel shanim. the Rajba also needs a shtickle beer, because the Rajba is clear many places that Ches Gimel Shonim is Geboit and Arayim Ed Lai Micha. The Rajba Nachlam Gimel Mar Aleph, the Masal Akoshel, he says, Kol Ches Gimel Shonim Rayihi. The Eloi, if not, Eboil Abchui, should have been Moicha. It's Mashma that the Yisrael of Ches Gimel Shonim is totally in Raya, like the Rabban right away, or... And, but not that the reason why Yezeich is because otherwise the Marakam is just Merzi Kemarim. And Daf Nurim Beis, he also says by Marzik, with that the person's Marzik by Chofa Babayr Shichin Amaris, he says El Madashoska, from the fact that Marakam was quiet, Bevadim Machrosilei, definitely sold it to him. Also by Geidrus Zerayah, from the fact that he was Blaim Micha L'chayri, we see that the Yisoid of Cheski Mashonim is totally in the Blaim Micha Ma'ar. L'chayri, we could explain the Rajba that he also agrees that the Chazak is Geboit, is built on the fact that there's a Raya mid Lai Micha Ma'ar. But the Rajbi in Moisiv, but it's not such a stark Raya, because maybe the fact that he was not Moicha, because he waited a little longer. But since he was Mechavan to Moicha after the 3 years, after the Marzik normally loses the Shtar, most people would lose their Shtar after 3 years, plus Shnin, Mizdari, Mizbishtari, but Tvei Loi, not more than 3 years. So that takes away the taina of the Marakama. It should have been Meicha before. So Midlay Micha alone, it's not enough to be Meicha in the Marakama. But Betzir of this, that is Merzi Kemarim, then it helps the taina on the Marakama, and Mela the Marzik will be Zeicha Bedin. But the Raya is Taka from the fact that he was not Meicha. But Tziruf, that he waited till after 3 years and he didn't make a macha till only a time period when the machzik is under the gun, he lost his shtar. That's a raya that it must be that Itaka sold the shtar to the sold his karka to the machzik, and that's the yisoid of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. In summary, we presented three shitas rishonim in the yisoid of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Aliba de Rava, that is Tali and Zahiris of Ishtar of Gimel Shonim. The Ramban, that is a Chocha Miyad Midlay Micha Ma'ar, and the Gimel Shonim is to take away the Reyes of Achvi Shtarcha. The Sheet of the Ktsais, that the Holy Yisrael of Chesed Gimel Shonim is Takonas Chazal, because a person is not careful with the Shtar for 3 years. And the Sheet of the Rajba, that the Yisrael of the Chesed Gimel Shonim is because of the Machoz after 3 years, that is near a Kaharoma. It looks like the Marakama is playing a trick for the fact that it was Meicha later and not in the proper time. And that's a Reis in his Taina, and therefore Yisrael Hamidin Chesed Gimel Shonim. We explain that according to all three Mahalchim, we need some sort of a Hechocha that the Bailim, the Oichel Peres, the one who's in the field now, is the proper owner. The Gemara continues to say, "Amali Abaya El Me'ata Machosh Lebefanov." According to the way Rav explained it, Machosh Lebefanov Leisev Machosh. Machosh should not be considered a good Machosh if it's Lebefanov. The Amali could say, "Machosh is Ban Poi. If you make in front of me, I'm Mizdaharne B'Shtoroy. I'd be careful with my Shtar." Machayra, according to the way the Ramban understands Chesed Gimel Shonim, that is a Raya Midlay Micha Miyad. So if he's not Meicha, there's already a Raya that he sold the land. So Meicha Teisa Machosh Lebefanov should not be a good Machosh. Teres Chaim, who also learns the Yisoid of Cheski Moshan, like the Ramban, explains because there are two times periods for Macho. There's a time period of Macho immediately, as soon as he's Machzik in the field, the Marakama should have opened his mouth and protested. And the fact that he did not protest, that's a Hechocha, that he sold him the land, and the Machzik is the Bailim, or like we explained earlier in the Ramban, it's enough of a Hechocha to make the Machzik have a Din Muchzik. But after that time period, there's also a reason for Macha in order that he should be careful with the Shtar. Because with that alone, with the Mlei Micha Ma'ar, the Machzik is not Zeicha, because there's a Taina V'Achvi Shtarcha. On the later Macha, the Machzik could claim that if he did not hear it, he was not careful with the Shtar. He was, so the Taina of the Gemara, Macha Shleib B'Fonav, should not be Macha, is after he was Shana Achas, Shesik Shana Achas, and we're talking about Shana Shia Shlishis, if he made a Macho and the Machzik did not hear it, so then the Machzik could claim that the reason why he lost his Shtar because he did not hear from the Marakama to be careful with his Shtar. The Ritva points out in the Gemara that didn't the Gemara early in the Afchav Chesim and Beis already say that Chavra Chavra Islay V'Chavra D'Chavra Islay? What's the Gemara? The Gemara asked the Kasha again over here and answered the same terrors. Normally, Chavra, Chavra, Islay. One friend is another friend. V'chavra, d'chavra, chavra, Islay. So why does the Gemara have to repeat the same Shaka V'Tarya twice? We already mentioned that Macho Shlei B'Fonav is a good Macho in an instance where there's Chaverim which would bring over the news. Says the Ritva that over here in the sugya, the Gemara is bringing out a different point. Even though the Machzik heard the Macha because of Chavir the Chavir Islay, and news travels, but the Machzik could claim that he was not Shem Mishtoroi because since the Ma'ar was Meichashle Bifonov and not Bifonov, so the Machzik thinks to himself that the Marakama is only me Mechavin Lakniteini to cause Mitzar, but not, it's not really a Macha. It didn't really mean that he's going to come later and claim that he is the Bailam on this piece of Karka. And Kamashmal in the Gemara says that you have to view such a macho as if it's directed at you. And it's like a macho gemur, you have to be shem shtar. And if you're not careful with the shtar, there's going to be a taina on you of ach vishtarcha even after 3 years because he made a macho in the proper time frame. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Shalish Shanim Sha'amru, the 3 years that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Sha'achlim Ritzufais. They have to be three achilas, one after the other, without a break in between. The Gemara asks, "My komashmalon, what's the chiddush?" Tnina, it's a beferish in Mishnah. Cheskosin shal shanim miyem liyayim. Says in the Mishnah, the chazaka is 3 years, and it's miyem liyayim. And miyem liyayim is mashma that should not be a hefsik. The Gemara answers that ma'u desem. I would have thought to say miyem liyayim lafukim yikutoyis, that miyem liyayim comes to exclude that it can't be chopped up, it can't be not a complete 3 years. But even if they're mufuzaris, even if they're spread out, and they're not one after the next, it still would be a cheskes gimel shanim. L'chayra, the Lashon HaRishbam says, where do we see in the Mishnah that you have to have ritzufais? Because it says miyem liyayim, kamashmal miyem liyayim means that you have to have actual ritzufais. The Ritva explains that the wording miyem liyayim is mashma two in yonim. First of all, lafuke mikutois, that it cannot be chopped up, it has to be 3 complete years, and also to exclude mufuzaris, they can't be spread apart, they have to be one after the next. Where do you see both halachas in the Mishnah? So the Ritva explains, because they both are equally important and shkulin hain, and the rule is whenever you have two limudim that equally could be learned from the same words, we say both are learnt. Or alternatively, the Ritva says another pshat, that there's a yetura, it's extra, the words miyem liyayim are extra in the Mishnah, and that comes to exclude ritzufais, that they must be, three achilas must be one after the next. L'chay, we can just be ma'ir two nekudais. First of all, according to Rashi, that learns in the Mishnah that stay base habal, the chaskos is gimel shanim, and it's not miyem liyayim, that means you don't need 3 complete years, so then we could understand what the Gemara means to tell us that from the words miyem liyayim in the reish of the Mishnah, it's coming lafuke mikutois, that it can't be chopped up, it can't be not a complete 3 years. But according to the Rajba, that says that even by a stay base habal, you need gimel shanim shlemois, and the difference between stay base habal and a sod, which is a peiros tadir, is that a stay base habal does not have to have the achilas peiros tamid, but you need gimel shanim shlemois, so that it says in the reishim yem liyayim, al karch is not coming lafuke mikutois. It must be coming to tell us ritzufais. So then what is the shak batai of the Gemara? That ma'u the same, I would have a havmina that maybe the cheskos and shal sham yem liyayim is only lafuke mikutois, but it can be mufuzares, and Afun is telling us a chiddush that no, you must have ritzufais and not mufuzares. L'chare, there's no other way to understand the Mishnah except that yem liyayim is teaching us that it has to be ritzufais. A second ara is that the Mishnah is going in the shita of the Hoyl Chayusha, which learn out the din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim from Shem Amud. We are going now in the Shita of the Rabbanon in Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So then it could be that even if the Fida Mishnah you require Ritzufin, Gimel Shanim, one after the next, three Achilais, Ritzufais, one after the next, but there's no riot, Lididon. We're going in the Shita of the Rabbanon, maybe you don't need 3 years Ritzufais. And what is the Gemara asking? My Kamash Malantanina, L'cher, we don't know the din of Rav Huna, the Shita of the Rabbanon, Lafuke the Mishnah. What's the aside of the din of Ritzufais? Why would we need to have all three Achilas, all three Shanim, one after the next? So the Rishbam learns because if you leave out a year in between the first and second year, or the second and third year, there's a Gilui Das, the Lavdi Dohu. You Megala Das, that the land is not yours. Vehilkach Lezerata, so, and therefore you didn't plant it, meaning that the Ma'arer, the Marakama, could come and say that the reason why I was not Meich is because you showed to me that you are not being Machzik as a Bailim. It's not yours. You Maniach Shana Achas, and you didn't do a Maisa Chazaka. this svara of Matzil Meimer Galisa Daitech, you showed Lav Didachu, is because anybody who wants to make a chazakah on a land should make the chazakah in a way that it's recognizable to everybody that he is the Bailam. Rabbeinu Yoina says in the Gemara later, and the words Imisa Didachu Iboy L'chol Mizra, that if it was yours, you should have planted it. And Rabbeinu Yoina adds, because K'dei L'mayer Chezkoscha, to make your chazakah happen more quickly. So we see that a person, the Teva, would want to make a chazakah as quickly as possible and demonstrate he's the Bailam. If you leave it fallow for a year, or even if you plow it and you don't do any achila during that year, you megaladas that your kavan is not to be machzik. And maybe that's why the Rashbam didn't explain that the chisaron of tzufos is because the marakamim could come and say that I saw an empty field. Rather, the Rashbam says that the reason why there's no chazakah if the 3 years are not ritzufais is because golis adaitach, you show that you're not being masked like a regular bailam. And the reason for that is because we'll see soon that according to the Shita of the Rashbam, Rav Huna holds that even when it's mufuzaris, it's not a chazakah, even if you were also near, that means even if you plowed it in between, which in that case, the bailam cannot come and say that I came to the field and I found it empty. It wasn't empty. You were doing work in the field. You were plowing it. And he knows that you were there and being Eichel Paris, and he knows that you're plowing it now. Still, since there's no achila, since you're not using the land for achilas Paris the way others would use the land, so you megala das that you are not making chazaka, you're not a bailam. That's the reason why the Rishbam had to bring out that the chisorin of Ritzufais is that if you're not going to have 3 achilas Paris in a row, you're being megala das that it's not yours. And that's the reason why you did not planted. According to the Shita of the Rabban, that Cheses Gimel Shanim is mitam leimicha hama'arer, so l'chari we can ask, what's the reason for Mufuzaris? Why is Mufuzaris not a chazaka? L'chari, once they passed a certain period of time, and you didn't, the marakam was not meicha, there's a hechacha that the machzik is the bailim. So why? The only reason why we needed 3 years in order to take away the time of achvi shtarcha. So why can 3 years pass even without a proper achila? The answer to this question is that even though the Ramban said that the 3 years is in order to take away the time of achvi shtarcha, but that a person is not mizdair b'shtara after 3 years is not just of 3 years pass. It has to be an achila peiros of gimel shanim without an error. If the ma'ar is shoysik on an achilas peiros of gimel shanim, so then the machzik is not nizar b'shtore. But if he's being oichel the peiros in a oifen that there's no siba for the marakama to make an ira to be make a macho, so there's avada still a tain of ach b'shtorecha. Really, these are the words of the Ramban himself on the Flam of Ovum Abeis, the Maschel Vikal Medic. The Ramban says, Alakachu atam lechazoka, shekivin shehechzik gimel shanim, kemachzik b'soich shaloi, a person is Machzik in a field for 3 years and Zeichel the Paris, he's like being machzik in this field. Veroya shein odam ma'arolov, and he sees nobody's being ma'ar and being meicha. So then, einu nizer b'shtori. Then he's not careful with his star, and there's no more taina of ach v'shtorcha. That means that the klal is that there is no cheskas gimel shonim unless you're being oichel the Paris in an oifin that the marakama should have been ma'ar. And if he ate it in an oifin that he had his excuse, why not to be ma'ar? So then you don't have a chazaka. And that's why Rav Huna is teaching us that it has to be ochlin ritzufais, because if it's not ochlin ritzufais, then the marakama has an excuse why he was not ma'ar, because you megala das that leinichel, that you're not being machzik like a bailam. And even according to Ramban, even the side is, there would still be a taina of ach v'shtarcha. According to the sheet of the Rosh, that chazaka is a takonas chazal. So l'chayr, what is the chesaron of ritzufais? This we also can explain, that the Tais the Rosh said earlier that they were not mesakin chazaka only in a mokim, in a place that is an efsharis of macho. And therefore, ba'ochim fuzaris, where there's a reason why the ma'ar was not ma'icha, so then there's no chazaka. Basically, there's no takonis chazal of cheskes gimel shanim unless it's 3 years where the marakama has reason to make macho. But if he has an excuse why not to make a macho, there's no takonis chazal of cheskes gimel shanim. Another way to explain the Rosh is that you require ritzufos is not mitzad macho like the Rashbam says. Maybe the reason why you need ritzufos is because otherwise there's a chisaron in the etzem chazaka. You don't have a din of a muhzik through being machzik without achilas peiros kroy. If you're not machzik in a machzik inchi, so it's missing in your chazaka. It's missing in your chazaka, so you don't have the takanas chazal of cheskas gimel shanim. In summary, we learned that Maskana, the Gemara, explains that the din of Rav Huna of Gimel Shanim Sha'amru Rachim Ritzufais is really the Mishnah of Cheskes Gimel Shanim Yayim Liyayim. We also explained that the aside of why you need Ritzufais is because otherwise then the Marakama is an excuse why not to be Meicha, because you would not Machzik in a Machzik Inshi, so you Megala Das that it's not yours, the way the Rishbam tells it to us. And we also explain, according to the Ramban and according to the Rush, that Lishitasim is also a din that you need to have Ritzufais, according to the Ramban, because only Gimel Shanim of Achilas Peres, where there is a Mechayv for the Murakama to make a Macha, and he has no excuse, that is when there's no more Taina of Ach Vishtarcha. And according to the Rush, that there's no Takanas Chazal of Gimel Shanim, unless it's Gimel Shanim where the Murakama should have made a Macha. But if there's an excuse why the Marakama did not make a macho, so then in such a case, there's no takana of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Gemara continues and says, Umayder Avhuna, Avhuna agrees, Ma'asri de Muvri Bagi, in a place where they leave the land fallow, then in you, even if you leave 1 year without planting, you still won't have a chesaron of that it's not Ritzufais. And the Gemara says, Pshita, of course, you did like a Mechziki Inshi. And the Gemara says, Leitzricha deikad de Muvri, ikad de loy Muvar. And he is a gavra that's mover. He's somebody that he let it fallow. So Mao the same would have thought, Amalei could tie it to him. He said, "Idoch, if it's yours, he boilechol misery should have planted." Kamashon, he could say, "Chodaar bekule baga leimatzina linter." I should go ahead and watch one land when everybody's leaving their lands fallow. I follow what everybody around me is doing, and therefore I can leave it fallow. I don't have to actually plant it. Inami, a second terrace says, "Bachinichale, with this is better for me to not plant it this year. The of that fail will produce much more." Two explanations of why he left it fallow. But I'll call upon him, according to Rav Huna, although we need Ritzufais in an Asri, in a place, the Muvri Bagi, where you leave it fallow, then you don't have to have actual Achilas Peres. The Rashbam says that although you don't need an actual Achilas Peres in the middle years, you still need to be Machzik 6 years in order to make a Chazakah. And also, you must plow the land in between. If you're not going to plow the land in between, then the Murakami could say, "I came and the field was empty. That's why I didn't make a macha." So therefore, there has to be in between the years of Achila. There has to be near. There has to be that you plowed it. There is a shita mekubetzes b'shem shita l'neidel l'mi that says if the minig hamokim is to leave the fields fallow, then you don't have to even plow it. And you still have a lashon of chazaka, but the lashon of Rishbam is clear that you need to have that you plow the field in between, and the reason for that is so the Bailam cannot tie that I came within the 3 years and I found an empty field, and therefore I was not meicha. In order you should not have such a taina, you have to go ahead and you have to plow the field. Al kalpanim, the shita of the Rishbam is that one must be machzik in the field 6 full years. 3 years of Achilas Peres, and even in the in-between years, you have to plow the field. It should not be bottled, and the Marakama cannot have an excuse why he did not make a macho. V'chei, we have to understand the Rashbam, Mimanu Shoch. If near plowing is considered like Achilas Peres, it's considered like you're using the field in a normal fashion, so it should be enough to have Cheskes Gimel Shanim, including the years of near. Why do you need a full 6 years? Elamai Nir is not considered Achilas Peres, so why do you need it Bechlal? L'chair, it's Muchach from the Rashbam that there are two inyanim in Cheskes Gimel Shanim. There's an inyan to misnai like a bailin for Gimel Shanim. You have to have an Achilas Peres for Gimel Shanim. And there also is an inyan that there cannot be a taina that the Marakama will say, "I was not Meicha because I did not see you there in the land." Although L'chair, you can still ask that the derech is la'ivir, the derech is to leave it fallow. So the Bailam should have understood that the reason why he did not plant it is because that's what the derech is in this field. At the same time, you still need an achila mamish to show bailus. And that it's not enough just to go ahead and to do near, because near is not enough to be considered an achila's bailam. The Beis Halevi explains this further by saying that really there are two inyanim in every single chazakah. Number one, there's an inyan of Ritzufim, that if it's not Ritzufim, it's not one after the other, Achilas and not Ritzufim, that's a psul in the Etzem Chazaka. You are not Machzik and Mechziki Inshi. And therefore, in a normal field, the Achilas Peres must, 1 year must follow the next year. It's only in an Asra, the Muvri Bagi, where it's the Derech of the Bailim to leave it fallow in between. So then there's no Chisaron in your Etzem Chazaka from the fact that you do not have Gimel Shanim of Achilas Peres, Zeh Achar Zeh. But besides the etzem din of Ritzufim, which is a psul, the etzem chazaka, there's also a schus taina to the ma'ar that he could say, Matzasi asada rekam, I found the field empty, and mishumachi le machisi, and therefore I wasn't meicha. That's not a chisar in the etzem chazaka. Adarabba, that's a dimit like a macha. The ma'ar is the one who has to prove that he came and he found the field empty. He has to bring Aiden that he wasn't able to be meicha because the field was empty. But this at least explains the yisoid why you need to do nir in the in-between years. Because otherwise the ma'ar ketaina that you, machzik, you're mesalik yourself from the field. You're not. You said clearly that you're not a bailam in the field. I was not meicha because you demonstrated that you're not the bailam of the field. So we need to have a nir to prove that the machzik is not be mesalik himself from the field. His plan is to plant in the following year. And the Mele, if he's there, it's Meduik Takt the Loshna Reshbam, that he's Mashan is Loshna by Nir. And he says the reason why it's not a Chazok if you don't do Nir in the in between years, because then the Morakame Kataina, that I came and I found the field empty, and therefore I wasn't Meicha. But the Etzim Din of Ritzufais, the Reshbam explains that the reason why it's not a Chazok is because you, Megaladas, you're not a Bailim. Lavdi Dochu, not just that I came and I saw that you weren't there, but I saw that you were not mazik like a bailim. You should have went ahead and you should have went planted the field. You can't just leave it empty. Says the Beis Halevi, Lefi Zez, Miyushav no HaShaila, that we can ask, Lefi Shitas Rashbam. According to the Shita of the Rashbam, that Rav Huna holds that in the Asrin Muvre Bagi, it's not enough just to have three achilas and leave the in-between years empty. You have to have near in the in-between years. It must be, says the Beis Halevi, that the Chelkim on Rav Huna, the ones who argue in Rav Huna, also have to hold that you have to be, do near in the in-between years. Because if the Chalkim Rav Huna, those who don't hold of a din of Ritzufim, hold that in between, you don't have to do near. So Mehecha Tesa, where did the Rashbam see that Rav Huna argues on them? And the Rav Huna held that you do have to have near in the in-between years. That even though there are Zemachleikis between Rav Huna and the other opinion, whether you need Ritzufais or it's good enough to have Gimel Shanim Ufuzaris, but everybody's maskim that in between you have to do an act like near to prove that you were not masik when you're masik in the field. So, Frek the Beis Halevi, if this is true, so what is the Gemara ask a little bit later on of Huna from the din of Cheskes HaBatim? The Gemara asks that if Cheskes, you need to have Ritzufais, so Batim be a mummy Yodi. We know that the people live there by day, but Baleli Yodi, we don't know that you're Machzik by night. And the Gemara has to give different answers how to prove that you have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, Miyayim L'Yayim, which would be day and night. Why is that Akasha only on Rav Huna? Even the Chalkim Rav Huna would be Shver, because if you're not going to live there by night, so you don't have a Chazaka, because by Laila you weren't there at all. And we said before that even the Chalkim Rav Huna hold, you have to at least do near, you have to do something in between to show that you're being Machzik. So the Beis Halevi, the way I explained the Rashbam is Miyushev, that you have to do near is not because otherwise there's no chazaka. There is a chazaka without near. But with, now, if you do not do near, it's like you masalik yourself from the field at the time when you were moiver, when you left it fallow. And that is has the status of like of a macha, not that chasar in your chazaka, but as if the marakam was meicha. And that's what you have to do near to prove that in that year also you're not being masalik yourself in the field and you have intention to plant it the following year. If it's not a chisar in the etzim chazaka, but it's begeder a macha, and adrab, the ma'ar is the one who has to prove that there was no near in between the years of achilas peres, it's a mele meyushiv the kasha from cheskes habatim. Because lafi, those that argue in Rav Huna and say that it helps gimel shanim ufuzaris, it wouldn't be shver from batim. Because although you're not being dor b'leilais, there's no chisar in the etzim chazaka. It's only that it'll be like a macha. So then the ma'ar has the one who has to bring a raya that you are not dor b'leilais. So it's not a taina on the other chilkim Rav Huna. How do you have a din of chesed batim? How do you know that he was machzik b'leilais? He doesn't have to prove that he was machzik b'leilais because he has a chazaka without it. We said before that everybody agrees you have to have near. Near is only in order to make that there's no macha. If it's not going to have a near, it's as if the marakam was meichel, there's a reyesa. But not that it's a chesaron, that's a chazaka. Mela by batim, even if you would not be dar b'leilos, you have a chazaka. You don't have to prove that you were there by b'leilos. Only the Mara would have to prove that he was not there b'leila. Mashenke and the Rav Huna that holds that the din of ritzufais and mefuzaris is a chisarn and the etzim chazaka. Memelo the Gemara is a gevaldik akasha that if you're not dar b'leilos, then there's a chisarn and the etzim chazaka. It's mefuzaris. It's not ritzufais. Who has to bring a rai that the machzik was dar b'leilos? The machzik himself, because he has to prove his chazaka. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha that how do you have cheses habatim? How do you know that the max was there b'leilos is really only a kasha on Rav Huna who holds the din of ritzufais to establish a chazaka, but it's not a kasha on those that would be chaylik and Rav Huna and hold you don't need ritzufais. It's good enough if uzaris. Why you need near? Near is different. Near is begeder a machof. You're not going to go ahead and plow it in between. So then there's a chisar and there's a tain on your chazaka. I was not meicha because you weren't there. Nobody was there. That's a different taina. That's a adrabba. That's on the marakama to prove, and not on the magzik. And therefore, there wouldn't be a kasha from batim because ain't a chanami. The ma'ar would have to prove it, and not the magzik. The Rishbam also had said that the side of the chazaka loit Rav Huna in a case of asu d'muri bagi would only be accomplished with 6 years. We have to have near in between, but you also have to have 6 years. You cannot count the year of near. You can't, we explain, because the year of Nir, according to the Rashbam, is not an actual Achilas Peiros. It's just to prevent the Marakama from having a taina that he wasn't Meicha because he didn't see you in the field. The Ramban brings an additional Raya to the Shita of the Rashbam that the Shona Shoivira is not Oila for the Chazaka. Says the Ramban, because Eloi Teima Achi, if you're going to say that the Shana, the year that you are Moivir, is part of the Gimel Shanim, so what's the Moida Rav Huna Ba'asra de Muvri Bagi? Rav Huna, who holds that the din of Ritzufais, agrees and is Moida that an Asra de Muvri Bagi, you don't need Ritzufais. If the year that was Moivir, the year that you're not planting, is also counted as a chelik of the Gimel Shanim, so then of course it's Ritzufais. It's not shaykh to the din of Rav Huna Bechlal. You have 3 years in a row. Be'emes, this is a taina on the other shita that argues in the Rishbam. Mentioned that Goyis Maimini in Perikid Beis, is Dal, that brings B'shein the Ravon, that argues in the Rishbam, and holds that the Shana Shevira is Taka Oila for the Cheshvan of Gimel Shanim. Because you're Mazikin and Mazikin Inshi. And any Ishtamshis that you're supposed to do in those 3 years, you did. It's very schwer in the Agoyis Maimonides and the Shita of the Ravon, the Kash of the Ramban. If that's taka true that you count the year that you are Maivir, so then what does the Gemara mean? A Maid Rav Huna. Rav Huna agrees that in Asu the Muvi Bagi, then you don't have to have Ritzufais. L'chair, you do have Ritzufais because you are counting the year of Haivar, the year that you didn't plant. L'chair, we could explain that the Yisayit of the Shita of the Ravon is that you don't have to make a Maisa Chazaka every single year of the 3 years. The Iker of Yisoid of Gimel Shanim is to eat the peiros, to be oichel the peiros of the Gimel Shanim, kederech habaylam. If the derech habaylam is to plant it for 2 years, and be oichel the peiros 2 years, and the third year, the in-between year, you are maiver, you leave it fallow, you don't have to plant it, then you are noig like a habaylam. So it's that counts for cheskes Gimel Shanim. At the same time, Avada de Revon and the Rishonim would agree that that year is not considered like you did a Maisa Chazaka. That's not an act of showing you're a Bailim. An act of showing you're a Bailim is an act of Achilas Peres, of a Poyal de Keshtamshas. So, Memeil, they would also be Maskim that that's not really Ritzufim. But you don't need it in order to have Cheses Gimel Shanim, because La Maisa, you were in the land for 3 years, and you behaved in the land for 3 years like a Bailim. 2 years there was active Chazaka, and the year in between was passive. You just didn't do anything that you should not have done if you would be the Bailim. A Bailim would have done the same thing you did. But since it's not Ritzufim, we understand the Moider Rav Huna. Rav Huna agrees that although you don't have the mile of 3 years of Achilas Peres Ritzufim, which is a Maisa Chazaka year after year, it's still a good Chazaka because you did Kederech Sha'isim Abaylan. The Ramban, on the other hand, argues in the Raivon, and he holds that for Din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, you have to do a Maisa Chazaka of Gimel Shanim year after year, Maisa Chazaka of Achilas Peres every year, in order to establish a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. It's not enough that the Meshech this man of Gimel Shanim, you did whatever a Baal would normally do. That's not enough to give you a Din Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Mele, the Ramban asked that if the Shana that you are Moivir is Eilu for the Cheshman, it's Balkorcha, because that's considered a Maisa Chazaka. It will be considered a Maisa Maisa Chazakas, and a wise and considerate Tzufim. And therefore, the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashbam is that a Taka is not considered a Maisa Chazaka, and it's Taka not a chelik of the Gimel Shanim for the din of Cheses Gimel Shanim, but at the same time, there's no chisarn of Ritzufim, because since you did something which would take away the taina of the Marakama, why he wasn't Meicha, Memela, you could still have the Gimel Shanim spread out over a period of 6 years. In summary, we have a machlokes rishonim how to make chazaka in an astro de muvri bagi, in a place where the minig is to leave fields fallow in between. According to the Rashbam, the year that you leave it fallow does not count as part of the 3 years of cheskes gimel shanim. At the same time, those in between years, you must plow the field. And the sheet of the other shein, the Ravon, is that it does count, and you don't, and the near, the year in between, does count as part of the cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Gemara asks, Pshita, what's the Chiddush that you don't need Ritzufais in the case of Asr and Muvri Bagi? And the Gemara gave two Terutzim. Either there are some fields that are Muver and some are not, and that this person is able to claim that he's Moivir the field. The Havmina would have been that he should have planted it. Kamashmali could say that I don't want to be the only one that plants and the only one who has to make a special Shmira. Or he could say that I'd rather not plant it for this year because that strengthens the field. In the first teretz of the Gemara, that he has a taina, we have a taina on him, Boyelechol and Mizra, he should have planted it. The Rishayim asked, why? Why is there a taina on him that he should have planted it if there are Nashim, there are people that are Maivri the Sadat, leave the field without planting? And here we find a few different terutzim in the Rishayim. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, because Iboylechol and Mizra, Lemaher Cheskosecha, in order to make your Chazaka go faster, since you're trying to make a Chazaka, you should have wanted that the Chazaka could be accomplished in as quickly as time as frame as possible. And therefore, you should have made Achilas Peiris 3 years in a row instead of being Maivri the field. The Nuchi Yosef says that since there are those that plant in that place, so you should do like those that plant. Why? Because you're making chazaka. So if you have a choice, not that you need to make the chazaka quicker, but stam that you want to make a chazaka, so you should go ahead and the eichel peiris for gimel shan and ritzufais. And the Bach and Simen Kufna Malav says the havmin of the Gemara was that even though there are those that are muvri, those that are, do not plant, but since this person just bought it now, he has to be megal and show the world that he's being magzik b'miyad habaylam. Otherwise, there's like a reyes on him, a tain on him, that you're trying to make chazaka, or you're just living there like a regular b'ilam and getting away with what other people do. You have to show chazaka. So if you have to show chazaka, you should have went ahead and planted 3 years in a row. The Kamashmalan is that no, Chod Ar Bagi, one land, I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and plant, I can leave it fallow. And the second time of the Gemara is because all I have a right to want to strengthen my field, and therefore I left it fallow. What's enough Kaminim in the two Terutzim? L'chayra, the second Terutz is a big Chiddush, that even if all the fields around plant their fields, and that's their minig, there's still not a tain on him why you didn't plant, because he could say, it's better for the field if I leave it the way it is. The Beis Halevi in Chele Gimel Simen Nun asks, we understand why the Gemara had to tell us the second teretz, that even though it's a medes bein sodes ruois, still he could say, and therefore he has cheskes gimel shanim, although he was meiver and he didn't plant it 3 years in a row. But why does the Gemara have to say the first reason, Bechlal? Isn't there always a taina that the Machzik could say, Bachi Nichali, this is better because of the Tvei, because it's going to produce more. So why do we have to say that the reason why he didn't plant it is because he doesn't want to be the only field that doesn't plant, that plants in amongst so many fields that don't plant? Says the Beis Halevi, we can answer the words of the Tur in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, that he says in a case where the Sada is so strong and so full of ability to produce produce and without having to let it be fallow for a year, so then really there's no taina b'chi nichalid of ditfei. How could you say that it's better for me to leave the field without planting for a year? This field we know is so strong and so good and able to produce so well that you don't have to be meiver the field. So the Mazda doesn't have a taina b'chi nichalid ditfei. Still, he has the first teretz of the Gemara that if it's a medes bein sodes burois, if it's situated between other fields which are not planted, so he has a taina that lematzina linter chod arav in kol sodes sheinan zruis. I don't have to. It's hard for me to be shomer one field amongst all the other fields that are not being planted. Bemis the Rosh argues on the tour and says only the Tam Hashem. It doesn't mean the Tam Rishon at all. And the Tum is B'dai because of that he argues on the tour. If he says it's a shtickle tzarachin, why does he have to bring the Tam Rishon Bechlal? The tour in Kufem Aleph, Sifkan Dalit, also brings Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshaya that what would be if a person was Oichel Peres Gimel Shanim Ritzufim, even in an Astra, the Muvri Bagin, a place where they normally leave it fallow, but he didn't listen. He was not Maivrit. He did Achilles Peres Gimel Shanim in a row. Does he have Chazaka or not? Says Rabbeinu Yeshaya that he has a Chazaka of Gimel Shanim because Kolshken, the Ma'ar should have been Meicha. Why should the Ma'ar be Meicha? Because he's ruining the field. He planted the field for 3 years in a row and he's had Achilles Peres, but it's not good for the field. It's better for the field to be left fallow for a year, not to plant it 3 years in a row. So that he shouldn't ruin the field, that Marakama has a greater incentive to be Meichan. If he wasn't Meichan, then a Korch Yav a Chazaka. The tour argues and it says that it's not a Chazaka, because the Maisi was not Marzik and Merzik Inshi, only Bederach Gzela, and that does not constitute a proper Chazaka.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.